every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, the key.
Come on, Joe, come on.
How often have I got to tell you, Jeff, an act like mine requires control. And you can't have control if you're hustled or worried.
Sword swallowing isn't so special. Just an act like any of the others.
It's genuine. Real. No make-believe. Mouth, gullet, throat. I've all got to be in a straight line. Tighten up, get nervous, have a hiccup, I'm dead. An act to you, maybe, Jeff, but a living to me. I mean living. Here, Jeff, take Koto's sword, will you?
Hell, all you artists, carry on. I make a living, you make a living, that's all there is to it. Sword swallowing. I'd as soon have a snake charmer any day, and don't you forget it.
Get yourself one if you like.
I was only fooling.
Steel, Jeff. For real. And you see the handle sticking out of my mouth, you know it's steel all the way down.
All right, you're calm and cool, but you haven't collected yet. Bread and butter's out there, and right now they're afraid to see you swallow that sword, real or not. Now, come on. Rubber man act can't hold him for long. Rubber man. A dozen double joints and he wants a rise for something he was born with. Fortune teller's going pixelated on me. Kodo the clown's more like an indigestion pill. And Fifi the contortionist has got backache. What else is going to happen to me? Now remember, if you don't go over, we'll have to close so far as this burg is concerned.
I always do my best. What do you want, a hula dance with 2 feet of steel down my backbone?
I want you to please the crowd. Now, come on. Rubber man's gone over. Great. Great.
You know what's the matter with him?
I do. As a rubber man, you're a rub out.
Give him an act they've never seen before and they sit in the hand.
Come on, Joe, the big act.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure and privilege to present to you the one, the only, the great Joe Karnofsky, the greatest sword swallower in the world. Joe Karnofsky, who has amazed both science and the greatest thinkers in the land, will now swallow, ladies and gentlemen, this sword you see. No illusion. Solid steel. Deadly. And I must ask members of the audience to remain quiet during this amazing demonstration of skill, for danger lurks during every second of it. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Karnofsky! As you see, the sword is 3 feet in length. Now that deadly point enters the great Karnofsky's mouth. Watch closely, ladies and gentlemen. Mistiming or the slightest movement of his throat would result in instant death. See, inch by inch the steel goes down. Quiet, ladies and gentlemen, please. The demonstration has reached a point calling for the highest degree of concentration. And the great Karnofsky has swallowed the whole sword. The point of the sword is now touching the bottom of the great Karnofsky's stomach. A demonstration of skill and daring never duplicated before. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay, Joe, we won't milk this crowd for applause. Get off, let Kodo the clown. Come on. Come on, come on. Everybody wants to see the sword go down. They couldn't care less about it coming up.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now, Kodo the clown will attempt to do the same trick.
Get off, will you, Joe?
Kodo the clown!
Louse. It's all louse. Do you think they'd appreciate a trick like that? Not even a trick. I know it's genuine.
Oh, Hicks don't know anything, Joe.
I'm tired of it, Fifi, tired of it. Better I get myself a job in the railroad or something.
One day they'll appreciate you. Really, they will.
Maybe. Not seeing much future in sword swallowing. Can't even make a meal of it. You know, I'd ask you to marry me if I had any sort of future to ask you to share.
I like sideshow life, Joe. Really, I do. Between us, we could knock out a living.
Me a sword swallower and you a contortionist? Jeff said you had a bad back.
Lifted a bit, that's all. I'm not even doing my act. Huh? You seem to like Kodo.
Grease paint and a catfall. You can't go wrong. He been bothering you again?
Pathetic little man.
He has been bothering you.
Oh, you can't take him seriously. A bit smarmy. Silly, really. Well, I can look down on the top of his head. Anyway, I told him you and I were going together.
What did he say to that?
Just look.
I wish I was out of it. Wish I was.
Hello, you two. Getting together?
5 acts a day and 2 at night. What chance have we got to get together? That's a fortune telling, Gertrude.
Like yours, a genuine act isn't so easy to carry.
Genuine?
I'm seeing things.
Way off the bottle.
Seeing things happen before they have. Sort of in my mind without having to think. Seeing, thinking, believing the sideshow.
Thinking?
I don't see why he should, Gertrude. He's making a living, isn't he?
Living? Yeah.
What are you getting at?
Like I said, things happen in my mind. And they happen for real. It's nasty. I don't like it.
Customers will be getting a good run for their money.
Seeing things about you.
Me?
About Joe? What sort of things?
Saying I heard once. Something about those who live by the sword perish by it.
You call what I make a living?
You can make a living, but you can't make yourself live.
What are you getting at, Gertrude?
Something I saw in my mind. Listen to them laughing in Kodo. Don't know what this outfit will do without my son. I see for you. I told you.
What?
What are you trying to hint at, Gertrude?
Seems like a... almost like a memory. In my mind, see. Man lying on the ground. Dead. Really. Drowned. Or died by sword. Seeing as how your sword swallowed. Sort of made it obviously you.
Dreams don't scare me none.
Coming true, they don't scare, not in your case. Dead man hasn't anything to be scared of. At least as far as we know. Kodo's done his big platform. Let's go and see he's all right. My son holds his show together all right.
Platform.
That's the laugh. Oh. That old woman kind of gets on your nerves.
Yeah, platform on my sword, so he gets the cuter. I like to see him trying to do sword swallowing. Like I'm just fair.
Joe, some things she foretells do come true.
Guess you tell enough future happenings, one of them's got to come true. Dreams, memories,
Feelings. Joe, if you get enough feelings, something's going to happen. It does. You get so it must happen.
No feelings about me. It's a job.
She gets them. She feels. Maybe she could feel you into an accident or something.
Concentration's got nothing to do with other people's feelings. Black magic. That's what you're trying to put over.
Maybe it could be. I just wish I didn't feel so. Accidents can happen, Joe. They do. What if you got a cough?
Pull the sword out. Cough. That's
Or it slipped. It could happen. Something happens. Somebody in the audience yells or lets up a cracker or something. So you let go of the blade. But it pointed that sword and... Oh, Joe.
Only part of my act not genuine, Fifi. End of that sword is blunt. And goes through paper. No sharp points over my stomach, thank you.
But Kodo doesn't act running a sword through a sack.
You say you've been with this art for that long and you don't know? The sword I use is blunt. But Kodo palms off one with the points. Does his sack-piercing act and palms back to the blunt one for his platform. But you didn't really think it'd that far on a real point, did you?
I hadn't thought about it, Joe. It was another act, that's all.
No. Toto has a false slide on the table the sword is on. Makes his gag, gets rid of the pointy sword, and uses my blunt one. Audiences are looking at Jeff, the only kind of Toto has made his gag about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry? Sorry? About what? About the sword I use being blunt?
No, Joe.
Well, what do you expect, for me to risk my life with a pointed sword? Well, you're as bad as Jeff, always wanting a real thing. How would the audience know the difference between blunt and sharp?
One day somebody might examine it. You know how kids try to find out for themselves?
I've never thought it of you, Cece. Even you.
What?
Well, you're as bad as anybody else. It's not the act you want. It's the thrill of maybe I'll be killed.
Oh, no,
I
Joe.
I've never thought it of you. By golly, I'll put on an act tonight that'll frighten the wits out of you. Always that. Always the risk, not the act.
Joe! Joe!
Okay, son, okay. I talked to him.
Get rid of him and even the little guys around you'll have a chance. Laid it on heavy, Ma. Told him he was going to die.
Of course, Toto. Built the picture up real pretty. By his own sword, I told him.
Yeah. And if it's worried and that collapses. Tonight, Ma, worked it all out. You get him out of his trail and I'll get the swords changed over faster than we can. It's not homicide or anything like that. It's a series of accidents. Could happen to anybody. It wouldn't be my fault if I changed my act a bit and let off a cracker just as he swallowed the sword. It wouldn't be my fault somebody had changed the swords around. He dies and it's an accident. Anybody asks anything, I say he was worried and must have taken sharp sword by mistake. He is worried.
And Fifi heard me.
Fifi?
You have to handle her easy, sonny. Give her time.
Waiting my opportunity is part of a clown's trade.
I didn't mean what you thought. I meant honest, I didn't. Joe, don't look at me like that. We're friends. I love you, I do.
Yeah, well, a guy gets so he doesn't believe anybody about anything. A guy gets so he loses all faith in humanity. A guy gets so he believes everybody wants to see his act on account of he might die.
No, Joe. Look, let's get married. Go work on the railroad. I don't care. I don't care if you'll never do your act again.
I didn't ask you to fall in love with me. I didn't ask, did I? Anyway, what woman would be happy with a sword swallower? Poor old sword swallower uses a blunted sword. But could you wait for tonight? You wait.
Hello, Fifi.
Huh? Oh, hello, Gertrude. Looking for somebody?
Joe. You're kind of pale, dear. Something on your mind?
No.
A girl like you needs to be taken away from here, Fifi. A girl like you could make plenty in the big time.
I'm happy. I don't need much.
Especially if you're married. Married a clown or somebody who can make the real dough. I'm not making much more than, say, a sword swallower, though, but I'm on my way up. The managers come and see me. You watch. One day and soon I'll be filming. TV. I'll be the top.
You listen to Kodo, Cece.
Yeah. Well, you want Joe, you'll find him in his trailer. He's not feeling so good. Unless you want him snapping off your head, you better stay away. I'm going to get me some embrocation. My back's real sore and getting worse.
See? What I told you. What else would Joe be mad at? What I told him. Besides, I got a feeling. Guess it's not.
What is it, Ma?
Fortune telling so long, you sort of see what might happen to people. That's what I feel about Joe. See him lying there in the sword. That's what the scientists call extrasensory perception.
It's on account of you know. Anybody can be a fortune teller when they know what's going to happen. But what's the time?
About 6.
Soon enough. Even the show starts in a few minutes. Oh, quiet, nobody around. Things working our way. Get Joe out and get him away for a bit. Give me 2 minutes.
You'll be careful.
Sure. Slip in through his window, change the swords round, be out again before winter sets in. You make sure he stays away. Okay. Go and knock, but wait till I'm round back of the trailer. Honey, I've got nothing against Joe, yet I hate him. But there's Steve.
Uncle Joe.
Yeah?
Thought I'd talk to you. Wanted to talk to you. My little dog seemed awful ill. If you'd come along and have a look at him. You're so good with dogs and dumb things.
I'd saw him in a few minutes.
It didn't take you more than a second to look. Poor dog. So ill and everything. You come along.
All right. Never mind. Wanted to ask you about that foretelling of yours.
Well, I'll tell you. It's the kind of memory I get. As if it's happened, but hasn't yet. It happens often nowadays, and I'm worried. For you, or for me.
He's in swapping toothpicks. Sharp's the word. Looks the same. Different scabbard. Laugh, clown, laugh. And tickle his ribs. Inside.
Come on, Joe, come on. Why is it I have to come and fetch you for your act every time?
Maybe because I'm never ready.
That sort of buck won't get you anywhere. Remember, I can give you the sack. And sword swallowers are commoner than June bugs in June.
Oh, all right, I'm coming. Swords. I'm coming so I hate them.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with everybody? Old Gertrude scattering predictions round like they were chaff, and that Kodo being so nervous he couldn't even warm up the audience properly. Here, give me Kodo's sword.
Here you are.
Oh, come on. Can't have the audience going cold on us. Not that there are anything else but. You sure this is Kodo's sword? Feels different somehow.
Well, don't keep harping.
All right. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Sure, I hope we don't lose that audience altogether.
That audience is going to see a show like they've never seen before. Only they won't know.
Oh, that's fine. Big help.
But others will know.
What difference if they haven't paid? Money's all that counts. Please them and you please the bank. And what's the matter with Fifi? You and her have been quarreling?
No. She doesn't trust me. Doesn't believe my act's genuine.
Well, now you can show the audience, huh? And that look of agony I told you about, see if you can't get a bit more life in it. Most of the audience think you're laughing. All right, here we go. One person who's going is the rubber man. He can go peddle his dozen double joints in some other joint.
Ladies and gentlemen, knowing that the best is only good enough for you, we have at enormous expense imported the famous Karnofsky from Europe, where his act has held a whole league of nations spellbound. The great Karnofsky will now give a demonstration of sword swallowing, the like of which has never been seen before. And I must ask you all to remain quiet during this very dangerous experiment. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Karnofsky! This sword is real. Hard steel with a razor edge. And, as you can hear, is in no way a trick. 3 feet in length and every inch of it liable to be deadly. See how the great Karnofsky holds back his head. How his mouth and throat make one straight line. Now watch this. Inch by inch, the cold steel is edged down. You must all be very quiet, ladies and gentlemen, please. And behold, the great Karnofsky has swallowed the whole sword. The point of it has now reached to the bottom of his stomach.
Who let that firework off?
All right, Joe. All right.
Look, ladies and gentlemen. So powerful, so complete is the great Karnofsky's control that even in moments of supreme danger, he can withdraw the sword without causing himself physical damage. If, ladies and gentlemen, the great Karnofsky had moved or jumped, he would at this very moment have died before you all.
Good man, Joe, good man.
Yeah. Thought I was dead that time for sure.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
And as for you, Kodo, letting off that firework, you might have killed Joe. You wait till afterwards.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Kodo the clown will attempt to do the same trick. Kodo the clown!
All right, Joe? All right?
Yes, you're all right. Thought I was a gunner now. I was going to show you. I was going to make you feel small. He's the real sword, the one with the point. He's going to show you. He could have lit up that firework. I let go of the sword. I don't know what happened, but I should be dead now. The point of that sword should have... the arrow set to the ankle. No need to go into that. You see, I switched swords.
That settles it, Joe. Tomorrow you're going to apply to the railroad. And if they say they don't take single men... You know how to fix that.
Oh, thank you. I was so lucky. If I do this act again, I use a sword with a flat iron on the point. Kudo's great catfall coming up. Well, good luck to him. Say, you know, my act's never gone over better than it did tonight. Kudo's never worse. Just shows him. You never know how the public is going to react. Hey, overdoing it a bit lying there, isn't he?
Ladies and gentlemen, the act is over. What? Thank you for coming along and move to the exits as quickly as possible. Good night.
But what about the strong man's act? Oh, Joe, he's forgotten about the strong man's act.
Yeah. Something's going wrong. You stay there, Fifi. I'll go over and have a look. Hey, Jeff. Jeff, you forgot the strongman's act.
No, I didn't. Have a look at Kodo.
What? Hurt himself?
Killed himself.
What?
Somehow he got the sharp sword by mistake. Joe, that act tonight was terrific. I'll give you another $10. We can arrange it. You know the fireworks going off, so there won't be any danger. I'm sorry about Kodo, though. For some reason, he's switched.
I don't get it. How did those swords get changed over? How could they? Here comes he did his prep fall on the sharp one, huh?
I guess that's something we'll never know. Oh, I guess nobody will ever know. Oh, come on. What about it, Joe?
No, Jeff. Me, I'm going to work on the railroads. As far as I'm concerned, this is the last time I close this sword cupboard.
A closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story.
Mystery. Romance.
Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by... the key.